We are holding Tehillim, the 23rd chapter, Mizmor le David, a song for David. And our sages tell us, Moshe, you wanted Midrash, Chazal say, anytime a chapter of Tehillim begins with Mizmor le David, it means that initially David would start playing the musical instruments, and only after he got into the mood did the Shekhinah descend upon him and did he begin composing the song. Whenever the song begins, Le David Mizmor, it means that to David, who was in a state of Ruach HaKodesh, he composed the following song. But the Ruach HaKodesh preceded the song. So here we have Mizmor Le David. David HaMelech sings the song, and from the playing of the instruments, the Shekhinah settles upon David, and then he composes the following chapter. Adonai ro'i lo echsav. Hashem is my shepherd, and therefore I will not lack anything because he's taking care of me. When a shepherd watches over the sheep, did the sheep do anything to deserve it? No. The shepherd watches over them because he cares for the sheep. He has an interest in those sheep succeeding. Hashem is watching over us out of His compassion, not because we necessarily deserve it. I'm with you. Just tell me your name.
Yehuda.
Yes.
Could it be because the shepherd wants my money, but he's getting a job with money?
Could be. It's a good point. Binot deshe yalbitzeni, he brings me to graze in places where there's beautiful grass. David HaMelech compares himself to the sheep that is watched by the shepherd, and he continues with that simile, and he says, in the grass God has me grazing, in the beautiful grass, in the place where we can live in the grass. Hashem gives us what we need. Hashem gives us our food so that we don't have to wipe ourselves out with parnasa. A person can attain parnasa, a person can attain his livelihood, the things he needs to live, working all day to just put bread on the table. Or a person can be like the sheep that just go out and find grass and they graze. Hashem, says David HaMelech, Hashem gives me to eat by bringing me to places of beautiful inhabitants of grass. Just like the compassionate shepherd who loves his flock takes them to place where there's good grass to eat. Al mei menuchot yenahaleni. Hashem guides me over calm waters. So Hashem makes my path calm. Let's stop and remember who we're talking about. We're talking about the person who was born to a situation where they thought he might be a bastard. They thought he might be an invalid child. They couldn't understand how David HaMelech's mother got pregnant. So from the beginning he starts understanding what's going on around him. Everyone treats him as the outcast. They send him out with the sheep. He continues, and his brothers look down at him. Even his father, when he's told to gather his children together, doesn't bother bringing David home. David is left out with the sheep. They have a special family affair with the prophet Shmuel, and David is left out with the sheep. He finally seems to make a name for himself when he defeats the great warrior Goliath, and that moment of victory is short-lived, for as we know, he is to spend the next few years on the run. He is going to be a fugitive. The king decides that he is a threat to the king. So David is on the run. And wherever he turns, people are speaking badly about him. And then he becomes king, and people are still speaking badly about him. And people are questioning, is he legitimate to enter the Jewish people? Is a Moabite, his great-great-grandmother was a Moabite. Can he be one of the Jewish people? As he's going out to fight Goliath, What are they saying behind his back in the Jewish camp? They're saying, is that kid fit for anything? Can he even marry into the Jewish people? That's what Shaul is talking about with Abner at the time that David is going to fight Goliath on behalf of the Jewish people. Even as he's stepping forward, going against an adversary that no Jew would take on. Shaul was scared of taking Goliath on. David stands up to Goliath. And what are the Jews saying back in the camp? They're saying, can he even marry a Jew? After he becomes king, they still speak about him. So he sinned with Bathsheba. So when he'd enter the academy, they'd start learning and they'd say, David, we have a question. Tell us. What's the halacha? If a man lives with a married woman, what's the halacha? What punishment does he get? He just walked in to learn Torah. He walks into the base medrash. So they're needling him. They're telling him, you and Bathsheba, what's going on there? So you know what David answered them, right? David said, a person who lives with a married woman, he gets the death penalty at the hands of the court, but he merits to have the world to come. But a person who embarrasses his friend in public, he has no portion in the world to come. But wherever David went, people were needling him. And David, who from the moment he was born was thrown into turmoil, he says this pasuk, Hashem has always taken care of me, taken me to places where there's good grass. Hashem has led my life over tranquil waters. Hashem leads me over tranquil waters. Nafshi yeshovev. The word yeshovev can be understood either from the root of shuv, return, or from the root of lashevet, to sit. So one understanding is Hashem gives my nefesh a place to sit, meaning Hashem has given me the throne. And this throne is all yancheni v'magli tzedek. God leads me in righteous paths, not because I deserve it, but leman shemo, for the sake of His name. Another understanding is that nafshi yeshoviv, Hashem, so to speak, has given me back my soul. Things were tough, and God brought me back. I made a comeback. God gave me the strength to come back. And He guides me in the paths of righteousness so I don't fall in the hands of the enemy for the sake of His name. I'm the representative of His name. I'm the king of His people. Gam ki eilech begeitz al mavet. Even when I go and I am going in the depths of death, I am going in the darkest alleyways, lo irara, I do not fear bad, ki ata imadi, for you are with me. Kam ki elech begeit salmavet, even when I go in the depths, in places of danger, lo ira ra, I fear not bad. I'm not scared of the bad, ki ata imadi, because you are with me. Shivtecha umishantecha, your staff that you hit me with and your stick that you support me with, Heima yenachamuni, they are the comfort to me, because I know that ultimately Ta'aroch lefanai shulchan, you'll set the table before me neged tzorai, opposite my enemies. You're leading me in a path that will bring me to the right place. The difficulty when we have challenges in life, the difficulty is that we don't know when it's going to be over. And the difficulty is that we sometimes feel like we're all alone. If we feel like we're being left to the forces of nature, then we feel helpless. You go to the Ministry of Absorption, and the guy behind the clerk says, where are your papers? And you say, these are the papers they told me to bring. And he says, no, 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 no. And then he flies off into a whole tirade in Hebrew. And when he's finished, you go, huh? And he says, the same tirade in Hebrew. And you say, slicha, slicha, adon, yoter le'at, please, slowly. What am I supposed to bring next time? And he looks at you with contempt and he starts explaining, and you're not sure if you understood. And he's like, no, you're atamevin, atamevin. And you're like, lo, lo, evanti, no. And then he tries again, and says, tov, lech leshama, go to someone else. So you go to another long line and you wait, and you meet the same fate. If you feel like you're in their hands, then it's frustrating. David HaMelech says, what is my comfort? Because I know it is shifticha, it is your staff. But David was walking around and suddenly he got a lightning bolt, hit him in the head. No. David HaMelech knew to recognize that the challenges that he faced here on earth were all the staff, they were all the representation of what God wanted should happen to him here. When a person recognizes that what's happening to me is that's what God wants should happen to me, otherwise I wouldn't be in this mess. Obviously I have to learn something from this situation. Then Heima Yinachamuni, it's a comfort to me. Because I know it's not the forces of nature that are throwing me to and fro. It's rather you, Hashem. You know that I need to undergo this, so fine. Then I can deal with it. Ta'aroch, and that's why I have faith that you will still set the table for me to enjoy. Because there's no purpose. It cannot be that the purpose is that you put me here just to suffer. There must be an ultimate purpose. The Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato, says a slightly humorous but very sharp point. He says, it cannot be that we came to this world for the sake of living it up in this world. This world just ain't worth it. There are so many tough things to deal with in this world. That couldn't have been the godly intent. Just look around. There are so many tzaras. People have it so tough here. It cannot be that the whole purpose of creation was that we should live it up here. Because it's just not good enough to be worth that. Must be, he says, it's like, it sounds even comical. But that's what he says. It can't be that this is the purpose. So David HaMelech says, I know you'll set the table, and then I'll be opposite my enemies, and they'll see that they made fun of me, they spoke badly about me, they thought they'd bring me down, but you'll set the table for me in the end. Dishanta b'shemen roshi kosi revaya. You anointed my head, you satiated my head with oil, you gave me what I needed, and even my cup was filled so that it satiated me. Kosi revaya, my cup was enough that I had, I'm satiated. Ach, I have faith in you, Hashem, that ultimately I won't spend my life in wars. Ultimately, things won't be bad, but what's good and kindness will chase after me and it'll catch up to me, because I know it's only chasing after me my whole life. Ultimately, it'll catch up to me. And I await the time that I could sit in the house of Hashem for a long period of time, and I will not be chased and wandering as I am now. So David HaMelech is in a state of turmoil. He sings the song when he's in trouble. And at that point, he sees that he's going to make it out of this troubled spot. So he sings, he plays music to get into the spirit, and then he has the Ruach HaKodesh, and he declares, Hashem, you are my shepherd. I know I will not lack anything. You take care of me. You bring me to the place where I graze. And now we understand that in the beginning, when he discussed being led on calm waters, he is referring to what will be in the future, what he refers to in the end of the chapter. He's not yet there, but he has confidence that he'll get there. You lead me on calm waters, meaning you lead me, you will lead me on calm waters. You're the one that settles my soul. You lead me in a straight and honest path, not because I deserve it, but for the sake of your name. And even though right now I'm going in the shadows of death, I'm not fearful of the bad because you are with me. I know that even the things I have to contend with now are representations of you, and that is my comfort, because I know ultimately you will set the table before me and take good care of me, and I'll reach the point where only good and kindness will be with me, will follow me throughout my days, and I'll be able to sit in your home in peace to serve you the way I want for long days.